Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I just got a message from Big Fuzz saying he just crawled out of the woods, and I said, "We'll get your butt down here." He ain't gonna make it.
No.
No. He's out of Jack Links. God, we got a sponsor for him.
Just so, a jerky sponsor.
Yes. So, do you realize that the Colorado Rockies are at 24-11? I'm doing this because I can't find the stat. I'm gonna have to look for the stat.
24-11 against against teams in their division.
Against teams in their division. So,
that ain't bad.
No. It's by far the best.
Yes.
It's by far the best in the National League West. Okay. No. The Washington Nationals are something around the area of 21-11. Mm-hmm. So, not played as many games, but better. So the Rockies are number one against their division. Which I asked to all the guys on MLB Network. You know, and you can tweet this thing out and say, "What's up with that MLB Network? You know, what's wrong with this ESPN? What's wrong with this intentional talk? All you guys can't look at the same things I look at, for God's sakes?" The Rockies are the best team by a game and a half in the MLB in terms of wins against their division. They have a winning record so far against every other team in their division. Do you know who doesn't have a winning record against every team in their division? The Dodgers. Arizona. Do you want to know why? Because they both lost more games than they've won to the Rockies this year. This is what gets me so angry about all this. Listen, if you do a baseball show every day, or you have a baseball network every day, MLB, how about watching baseball? Rookies are not rookies in baseball. Why? Because no rookie comes straight out of high school. Every single rookie has played at least a season, except for some very rare people, have played professional baseball before. Sensatella has spent a couple years in the Rockies minor league system. Hoffman spent some time in the Toronto Blue Jays system before he was in the Rockies system. Herman Marquez has spent time in the Rockies and others. Kyle Freeland spent time in the Rockies system. They're not rookies. Simply because they did not come to the major league level doesn't mean that they were not playing against guys who were just as good as them who were also major leaguers. And they dominated those guys. Sensatella dominated. He was the lowest. Do you realize that Sensatella, of all the Rockies who are playing right now for the Rockies, all the rookies? Rockies is kind of a bit of a tongue twister there. Do you realize that out of all the Rockies rookies, Sensatella was the least heralded? I mean, do you understand that? Like, he was ranked 16th best prospect at the beginning of the season. 16th best prospect? Those other 15 prospects better be darn good, because what we're doing right now is we're watching a guy who's, if he wins his next game, he's going to be tied again for the major league lead in, depending on what the Dodgers do, with Clayton Kershaw. I laughed. I saw Clayton Kershaw had a 9-0 record. Well, he can thank his bullpen for that, because the Rockies whooped him. They went back-to-back on him this year. First time it's ever happened to Clayton Kershaw. back-to-back home runs? Yes, he's never had back-to-back home runs. Well, oh, I take that back. He has now.
Thank the Rockies for that one.
Yep. I'm just explaining. You know, this is what gets me so frustrated. Everyone sees last year's Rockies. Everyone sees 2 years ago's Rockies. Everyone sees, you know, 20 years ago's Rockies. And then they say, oh, well, they're just going to be terrible because they've been terrible. No, they're not going to be terrible. Do you realize you have basically an all-star at every position on the field? For the Rockies.
Yeah, you have an all-star
in every single position on the field. You know, you can take Trevor Story away. I don't know if he was an all-star last year.
He's hitting better now.
Trevor Story?
Yeah.
Well, he's not playing very well. But I'm just telling you he's playing better.
Yeah, he's not.
But you have all-stars at every position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone talks about Washington Nationals lineup. Who would you rather have, Bryce Harper or Nolan Arenado? It's not even a close for me. Bryce can rake, don't get me wrong, but outfielders are a dime a dozen who can rake.
Yeah.
He ain't Mike Trout. Now, Mike Trout. But do you know what every one of those guys said on the MLB Network today?
That the Rockies pitching is just too young?
Yes. And they also said that with Mike Trout injured, Nolan Arenado is the best player in baseball.
Oh, wow. Every single one of them said that?
More than one.
I believe it.
And then a week ago, they said with Mike Trout out,
Nolan
Charlie Blackman is the best center fielder in baseball.
Oh, yeah. He's getting some all-star votes.
Yes, of course, because he's crushing it.
Yeah, he is.
On the road. Do you realize that the Rockies have spent an inordinate time on the road, so their fans haven't had a lot of time to be voting?
Yeah, he's had the most.
And he's still getting $2 million?
Yeah.
Next to Bryce Harper and his hair.
And their road record's decent.
Their road record. The Colorado Rockies road record is very good, in fact.
Very good. Very, 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 very good? Or
very,
just good?
Very, 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 very.
Awesome.
Yes, let me go find it. Let me see if I can.
Fantasmic.
Okay. Yes, let me find it. So the Rockies on the road are 25-13.
Ooh.
Yep. Do you remember when they were 17-13 at home?
Yeah.
They're now 21-13, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
So if you had to put your power rankings for the Rockies, where are you putting them?
The Rockies are number two.
Number two?
They're number two.
Who does number two work for?
Well, listen, yes. Yes, I would agree with that. Here's the deal. Houston is ahead of Colorado, even though they are only 18-12 in their last 30 games, where Colorado is 20-10.
Okay.
The Dodgers and Arizona are both 22-8, so they both played great. Mm-hmm. In fact, both of those teams are 9-1 in their last 10 games, where the Rockies are 7-3. Okay?
Yeah.
So they have played unbelievable baseball. The Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks, going 9-1 in their last 10. You know what they're still doing? Trailing the Colorado Rockies.
Game behind.
Yes. Because the Rockies keep winning. Two. They've gone 7-3.
All they do is win, win.
All
win.
They do is win, 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 no matter what. And it's about time Major League Baseball started having the honesty and the guts to start looking at teams based on this year, not based on what they saw 10 years ago.
Yes.
I am sick and tired of people thinking about those 21-16 games when the Rockies lost to the Dodgers before the Humidor. Those games do not exist anymore.
They do not.
Not every team, not every ballpark has a no-hitter pitch there. Coors Field does. And that was pre-Humidor, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I know that because I was on opening day, I was listening to an argument from Mark Kisla and Les Shapiro about who was closer.
Who was closer?
Well, they were both at the game.
Oh. Who was closer to the field?
Yes, yes. Mark Kisla won, but he was drunk. He was not drunk. I don't want to like malign.
Drunk with rightness?
They had gone. He tells a story.
Yeah.
And Mark Kisla will, and I'm trying to do this facetiously, he said, They went to dinner with him and another couple. So it was him and his significant other and another couple. Okay. And they were at some restaurant for a while. Relaxing at a restaurant. No hurry. And then they left. They were walking back towards the Rockies. And they noticed the game was still in. So they went in the game and they watched the end of that where there was a no-hitter.
Oh,
yeah. Hideki Nomo.
Oh, Nomo.
Yes. With the interesting.
Crazy,
yes.
Weird pitching.
No, all he did is he was turning it around to hide the ball better.
Yeah. Still weird.
Looks weird. Meanwhile, Les countered with, well, I was working at channel whatever I was working at, and I realized that the game was still on, so I went down and watched the rest of the game after my newscast. So they both witnessed that no-hitter. A no-hitter, something that has not happened in all ballparks, but it's happened there. I get sick and tired of hearing all the bad things that are said about how we can't win here and how no one can pitch here and no one can hit here, and it's just, you know, like you might as well be doing baseball on the moon.
Baseball on the moon.
The fact of the matter is the Rockies are kicking all your butts.
Yeah.
And you don't know what to do about it. Washington Nationals wouldn't make the playoffs if they were in the West Coast. You know why? You know you can't spell easy without East. And I'll leave it at that.
That's true. West Coast, Best Coast.
Yep.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.